Ihsan means that although you do not see Allah Ta'ala, to know that Allah Ta'ala at every moment of your life sees you. He doesn't see you like we see each other. He sees you from outside, but also from inside. He sees you reading your thoughts, seeing your feelings. He sees your past, your present, your future. We think just because we recite Amen to Billahi, which finishes with Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadun abduhu wa rasuluhu, that we are mu'min. That is the first level which a human being can start being a human being. That's a contract which we are signing with Allah Ta'ala, that we believe in Him, that He exists, that He has created us, that there is a day of last judgment, and that as consequence there is an eternal life in hell or in paradise. This is a contract which we are signing. Now then, from there on, we try to abide with that contract till we become Muslims. When we become Muslims, we are prepared to submit ourselves, to give up our will for the will of Allah Ta'ala. Not that we are going to do what we want to do, but we are going to opt what he wants us to do. Then we read the Quran al-Kareem, we read the Sunnah, we listen to the ones who know, who tell us what Allah Ta'ala wants us to do and what Allah Ta'ala does not want us to do. And the best we can, we try to do that. The third and the highest level is the level of ihsan. It is to be with one's maker. That you are no longer yourself, but you become an instrument of the one who made you. The one who made you never wants anything from you. For all he gives us, he doesn't ask any payment from you. The word ihsan comes from husn, hasanat. It comes from beauty. The one who is on the level of ihsan distributes beauty, distributes that which pleases others, which makes happy the others, which makes the others satisfied, which gives to others what they need. The one on the level of ihsan, Allah Ta'ala describes, وَأَحْسَنُوا كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ, and give to others as Allah Ta'ala has given to you. In a hadith Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala says, my servant comes close to me with extra ibadah. Some people think that extra ibadah is that you do 10 times more than you are supposed to do your prayers, or you fast twice as much as you are supposed to fast. But that is not what it is. Extra ibadah is simply service, to serve the creation of Allah Ta'ala, to serve the human being, to serve the animal kingdom, to serve the vegetation, to serve the sky, the water, the trees, the earth. So when my servant comes close to me, says Allah, I love him and he loves me. And when I love him, I become his hands with which he gives. So the one who is on the level of ihsan gives and never takes. But when he gives it for Allah. He doesn't expect anything in return. He doesn't expect any thanks. He doesn't expect any reward. He doesn't expect any publicity in the New York Times. He is not proud that he is the one who is giving, because he knows that the true muhsin is only one. The only one who gives is the creator of all. is Allah Ta'ala. But he becomes the means. He becomes the instrument, he becomes the hand of Allah Ta'ala. But we do not like to give. Who wants to give $1,000 to someone who desperately needs this $1,000 rather than taking $1,000 himself, which he does not need? Who prefers to take care of someone instead of being taken care of himself? Who wants to respect somebody instead of being respected himself? Who wants to love someone rather than to be loved himself? But that which I just described to you, which is us, we certainly are not at the level of the Ihsan. Ihsan is the truth of Islam. The Muslim gives, doesn't take. The Muslim gives life, doesn't take life. It is not only money that you give. You give love, you give care, you give attention, you give advice, you wipe the tears of someone who cries. That is what the true Muslim does. Hazrat Imam Ghazali says, Ihsan is the cause of love. Everyone loves the ones who give. The true believer knows that whoever gives to him in reality is Allah Ta'ala. But if a friend sends us a gift by a messenger, one first thanks the messenger who brings us a gift, then one thanks the friend who has given us the gift. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever is unable to thank man cannot be thankful to Allah Ta'ala. We do Ihsan every once in a while. We do gifts to people who we like. We do give things to people who we say, quote unquote, deserve. But who gives gifts to one's enemy? But aren't we supposed to follow the prophets? What did the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam do when he returned back to Mecca? And what did he do to Quraysh, who has tried to kill him and who actually killed his uncle and all his followers? What should I do to you, said he? All the miseries and tyrannies which have done to us. Ya Rasulullah, to us, what Hazrat Yusuf has done to his brothers. What did Joseph do to his brothers? They threw him into the well. They sold him in the slave market. He not only forgave them, he rewarded them. So the true Ihsan is the time when you will help the one who has left you thirsty and hungry. The true Ihsan is not only to forgive, but to reward the one who has tyrannized you. That, ibadallah, is Ihsan. That, ibadallah, inshallah, one day, Allahu Ta'ala, Ya Rahim, Ya Ghani, Ya Ram, Ya Qayyum, that one day He will bless us and introduce us to the truth of Islam.
Amen.
And bless us with the truth of Islam.
Amen.
And give us the strength to practice the truth of Islam.
Amen.
And may Allah Ta'ala bless us with the character of Adab Muhammadi and Adab Quran
al-Kareem.
May He beautify us with Adab Muhammadi and Adab Quran al-Kareem. And it's perchance that one day we will truly deserve the intercession of Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon the day. آمين بذلك كيدا بالسبيل تعالى الياسين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد المحفظة الملوان وتاكب الآثاران وكرر الجديدان وستفعل الفرددان وبرك بروها هو أرواح أهل بيته من التحيات والسلام وبارك وسلم عليه كثيرا 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 وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأنبياء والصالحين وعلى ملائكتك والمقربين وعلى أهل طاعتك أجمعين من أهل السماوات وأهل الأرض ورضوان الله تعالى على آل رسول الله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين والحمد لله رب العالمين